What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video. Slim Thug goes off on Master P and rappers for selling their catalog, saying they're going broke and lying about it. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz. Here we go.
For music marketing and promotion, then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. One-stop shop for all marketing and promotion. All right, let's get into it. Slim Thug going off on Master P and rappers for selling their catalog, going broke and lying.
I'm lying with the rest of them dumb who keep complaining every day. See, the thing is, though, is lie. Like, you can't trust rappers' advice a lot of the time. Because even when they broke, they gonna act like they ain't. Even when a rapper broke, he gotta act like he ain't. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to get real advice when a rapper getting fucked over. He don't wanna tell you because he too tough. He like, nah, I'm straight. Nah, you broke. And you don't wanna say it because you gotta act like you get money. But you really don't know what the you really don't know shit about business. Like, and that's why I get embarrassed. Like, I'm not just trying to get in people business. I just know how these people looking at us like we so dumb that it's embarrassing. Like, God damn, what other business in the world do you have to sell your business to make money? If I'm opening up a fucking Chick-fil-A, do I sell the Chick-fil-A to a motherfucker and then say, and, you know, like, here, you can have this, just give me a chick, and you can own all the Chick-fil-A's and put them out. And even though you're going to sell a million of them every day, and it was all my idea.
Let me chime in real quick. First job I ever worked was for a guy who owned 7 McDonald's. And when he passed away, I think his wife got a couple of them, and his brother got a few. But his wife literally sold the McDonald's and bought a bar just to have a place to drink at. So I totally, like, get his logic here. Like, you don't sell a McDonald's. You don't sell a Chick-fil-A. If your business is making money, why would you have to sell your business to make money? That's what he's saying here. It makes a lot of sense. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, my recipe, I got to learn the business. So here, you just own my business. I'm going to give you my business and then let you give me crumbs. You can give me just what a one meal costs a day, and I'll be cool with that, master. Come on, man. You can't be a businessman if you think that makes sense, man. You can't be a businessman if you think that sounds decent. And it's embarrassing for other black people who I like or whatever, like, to see them following that same trap over and over and over and over and over again. Why? What's so hard about? I have never in my life said I've been to the club or I'm in the street, wherever it is. I hear a song, I hear that bitch. Who this sign? He signed? I don't give a fuck he signed or not. Good music, a hit is gonna be a hit, man. Point blank, period. A hit is gonna be a hit. Stop trying to hop to the top. Stop trying to skip the work up the hill. Stop trying to do all of the fake shit with the fake views and get them to pay for this. Stop needing their help if you really a rapper like that. If you really that.
I gotta stop again. I like what he said. As a marketing advertising guy, people, I just posted something about this on Facebook. People be hitting me up and say they want real promo, and then they ask fake promo questions. Well, what is a fake promo question? They'd be like, well, I want to get 1 million Spotify plays. Well, then you got to get on Spotify's playlists to guarantee that. Because anybody that's guaranteeing that is fake plays, bots, you know, is and what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? They think there's like this shortcut to the top. You know, like they want to, like you said, they want to just skip to the top and skip all the work, skip all the process. They think they could just go around the process and just get to the top. You know, like building fans is a process. And that's the thing. Even you just buy plays, they'll never get no fans out of it. It defeats the whole purpose. Now they just look good. It goes back to what he says about rappers. Rappers just want to look good. They want to look big. You know, they want to perceive to be big, you know. So all this he's saying makes a lot of sense. And like he said, if your business is making money, why would you have to sell your business to make money?
If you really that stop needing they help, start being able to do it without them. If you really that, you know what I'm saying? Only way you should be going for them is if you trying to scam them, because they already trying to scam you, kid.
Yeah.
Only way you should go over there is if you trying to scam them, and you like, man, I really can't rap that good, but I'm gonna go get this quick check they giving me, and then I'm gonna just live off of that. But I'm gonna flip it 1,000 times. That's the only way you should be getting a major record deal, because them folks is sticking y'all ass. Unless you down with Pride Month. You need to not do that.
Wow. I didn't expect him to throw that part in there. And it just goes to show you, man. Like he said, unless you're down with Pride Month, it just goes to show you that all these businesses are taking a political stance. They're all choosing a side. And most of them are choosing the liberal side. And taking a stance on that. You don't see too many companies out here like, yeah, we're conservative brands or we're just Republican-only brands. They're all taking the liberal stance, you know. This is crazy. And I've always said, like, you know, why would you sign? Like, nowadays, why would anybody sign with a major label? Like, artists, you know, back to what he said about people think artists are dumb, because they are, in a sense. They are, because I talked about this with somebody. Artists have the power to just go exclusive. Like, we talked about the streaming numbers, because Snoop Dogg brought up the streaming numbers. Like, you could sell 1,000 physical copies of an album for $10 a pop. Even on the low end, it's $5 a pop. We'll say $5 a pop, low end, right? That's $5,000. 1,000 people listening to your song on Spotify is $4. 5,000 up here, $4 is like way down here. Something's wrong with that math. What's the solution? Exclusivity. Exclusivity. Don't distribute it to all the platforms. You can only go to my website and get my music. That's the solution. And the fact that artists are not willing to do this, it all this shit he's saying, it just validates it, man. Of if, you know, like, if you could really do it yourself, then you would do it yourself. And there's artists that do it to themselves up to a point. But I don't know. I guess they're not... They want to be still bigger than they are. They're just not happy with where they're at or something. I don't know what it is. It's just, why would any artist nowadays sign with a major label when artists are not breaking labels? I mean, labels are not breaking artists. Artists are breaking artists and influencers are breaking artists. So why would you sign with anybody that can't break you nowadays?
You need to think like a businessman for one small second. What business do you have to sell them your business and they give you crumbs off your business, man? Come on, man. Where we do this at? We don't do this. Nobody does this, but I would. We the only dummies who doing this. We the only dummies who doing this. And it's.
Let me stop again. Why do I think that is? Because this is the only business where 99.9% of the people trying to get into business don't know nothing about the business before they try to get into the business. How do I know that? Well, it's like artists still think they should get massive, unsigned artists think they should get a bunch of radio play on FM radio, and they don't even bring listeners to FM radio. They don't understand the business. They don't understand the value they bring. They think soon as they make music, they bring value to the table. Nope. You bring no value to the table unless you can bring money to the table. If you can't bring fans, consumers to the table, like your value is in, like when I book you for a show, how many people are going to pay me $10 or $20 a ticket to come watch you perform? If that number is zero, then your value is zero. You know, that's the thing. Artists don't understand nothing about this business. They overvalue themselves just because they make music. They think that it's like a talent search. You know, it's like you could just rap for somebody and get on. You know, it's just a lot of delusional thoughts. You know, like the people that like, y'all want to get a million plays. Well, then you need to get more fans. Because, you know, if you're coming to me saying you want to buy a million plays on Spotify, then that means you have hardly no fans and you need to build fan base. That should be the goal, you know. But delusional, man. Delusional ways of thinking.
It's embarrassing to out here really getting some money and owning his shit, to see them keep out over and over and over again. And it's more embarrassing to see successful men keep co-signing it. Like, yeah, man, I just put my shit out there. I don't want to hear no rap. I don't care if you own a fucking Rolls Royce if you don't own your masters. Not that you ain't a real boss because you needed to go get a loan from somebody. You ain't a real baller because you had to go get help from people. So don't talk no boss balling to me if you don't own yourself. Like, it starts there. Boss owning home. Yourself is more important than owning that chain,
boss
owning home. That house, owning that car, owning any of that shit. So you cannot come cap to me about none of that shit if you don't own yourself. You feel me? And that's what you need to stand on as a man. What the history did. I mean, what everybody else did. Everybody did dumb shit. It's hard to say it, but we everybody did dumb shit. Seen dumb shit get done and thought dumb shit was the way to go and kept doing dumb shit, man. And even like Master P look like they falling on hard times these days after all them years of making that, after being the guy he was. Because he don't own his shit no more.
And let me chime in real quick. He's only talking about rappers. He's not talking about, like, the old rock bands and singers that are selling their... For them, it makes sense. They only got 10 to 20 years left on this earth anyways. You know, some of them less than that. Some of them are old as dirt and don't got too many years left on this earth anyways. They can barely tour. They're not making no new music, but he's talking about rappers. And like, there's a lot of rappers, you know, doing it. And I was sitting there asking myself, why is everybody selling their catalogs? Now, for some people, it's because they're old. They're not going to be touring too much no more. And they're not making no music. They might as well just cash in. Right. But even then they can't pass it on down to kids or family or whatever. So it's already owned by somebody else. Another one, I think with the rappers though, especially, is a lot of them are going broke. Cause I know for a fact, like Corrupt sold his catalog. Corrupt is not getting a lot of streams. He's not getting a lot of streams. A lot of these old schoolers are not getting a lot of streams. They're only getting streams when Spotify adds them to the old school playlist. Past that, they wouldn't be getting hardly nothing. You know, this is the problem with old schoolers. Like they think that everybody's supposed to go out and dig and search the old music and listen to it every day. No, man, it doesn't work that way. What have you done for me lately? You know, if you stop making music, we stop thinking about you. We forget over time. Then we might, you know, remember, oh, you know what? Let me go listen to that old, you know, album from so-and-so that I liked back in the days, you know, even though he's not making no new music and expects me to still be interested, but he's not making no new music. It's really, rappers have the most delusional mindsets of any business on the planet. They really do. They really do. And I'll play a little bit more.
Everybody is fucking crazy who was them. Come on, man. Like, come on, bro. I'm tired of seeing heroes sell their masters and then on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, Donnie, you shouldn't even have to do all that, kid. You shouldn't even have to.
I got to chime in again. I like what he's saying there. Because what do people bitch and complain about all the time? Not owning their masters. Well, you can't bitch and complain about not owning your masters if you're just going to sell them off. You know? And I don't think that was the whole purpose of people bitching, complaining about not owning their masters, you know, just so they could sell them off. And I'm not going to lie. I don't think streaming is going to last long. I really don't. For some of these people, it might be a good idea, you know, especially for somebody like maybe from the Dog Pound, Corrupt or something, you know, because he's definitely not getting a ton of listeners on Spotify, definitely not getting a ton of streams. And I still don't think streaming is going to last that long because Snoop Dogg, especially when you think about it, you know, at some point, artists got to smarten up and they got to understand the solution is exclusivity. The solution is just going back to people like basically downloading as much physical product as possible or finding some way to sell it digitally yourself. Digital downloads on your own site. You know what I'm saying? I guess the way is just getting an e-commerce store like Big Commerce or something and having digital downloads, you know, on your site exclusively, you know, or have some kind of monthly service where they can stream your music unlimited, you know, exclusively. I don't know why nobody hasn't done that yet, if they haven't, you know. But, yeah, man, I don't even need to hear no more on this one, man. I think he's right about this. I think most of the rappers that are selling it are because they went broke or going broke. Now, except for maybe somebody like Logic or now, the people, he's talking about, like, the older rappers, too, because he wasn't talking about, like, Logic or Quality Control and Migos label. Now, see, them selling their catalog is different because they can always make new music and make more music, and they're still kind of in the prime of their careers. Their fans are still interactive and evolved, you know. So I think for those cats, it makes sense, you know, because they can always just make a ton of more music. That's like somebody else sold half of their catalog. I forgot who. Nelly only sold like half of his catalog. You know, so you still, I think he still got some of the bigger singles. Like his first single, I think he still owns, you know, and whatnot. So that's the thing. Selling half the catalog is one thing. Selling all of it is another. Like he sold probably some of the smaller version singles and kept some of the bigger version singles. And whatnot. And I don't know that Nelly's going broke. I would think Nelly should be doing very well. But I think for most people, like the older cats, if they're not still making music right now heavily, and they sold their catalog and their rappers. I think those are the ones he's talking about. I think it's right. He's right on the money. They're probably going broke. Now, some of these cats like Logic and Quality Control, I think the Migos selling their catalog, they sold it right after Takeoff died. I think it was kind of smart for them because the Migos is probably not going to be the Migos ever again anyways. We don't know if we'll ever see another Migos album because, I mean, what would a Migos album be without Takeoff? I'm pretty sure they got a bunch of old release unreleased music with Takeoff where they could throw Takeoff on some tracks and do a Migos album, but he's not alive. It wouldn't be the same, man. You know, it would not be the same. Yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. You could probably see a lot more. If you start seeing a lot more of these old schools that start selling the catalogs, then yeah, they're going broke. Streaming is definitely not benefiting them. Because they're not relevant anymore. And most of them are not making no new music anyways to stay relevant. That's the thing. They're not, even on their social medias, they're not doing things to stay relevant. Nowadays, you got to be a reality TV show every day of the week. Yep, I'm with Slim Thug on this. I think most of the old school rappers, they're going broke. The new school rappers, I think they could still make a ton more music and they own all the rights to that and get all the royalties for that. And I think some people might be thinking like me, streaming isn't going to last long. Streaming isn't going to last long. All it takes is one person like Drake to go exclusive. It just takes one person like Drake to just go totally exclusive. Cut out the label, cut out the distributor, cut out everybody. You could only go here. You know, it just takes one big dude to just do it, and others will follow. And I don't know why they haven't done it anyways, because Ryan Leslie's just like showing you the formula, smack dab in your face, you know, and the artists don't get it, man. They just don't get it. So there's nothing but truth in what Slim Thug said in this video. Once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.